This is Intersection, I'm Matthew Petty. The national champion for the Red Bull Batalla, the Spanish-language freestyle rap battle competition, is a 19-year-old Cuban who lives in West Palm Beach. Reverse now heads to Chile for the Red Bull Batalla International Final, that's on December 11th, and the chance to be crowned the best Spanish-speaking freestyler in the world. I talked to him last month about the world of competitive freestyling. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Congratulations on winning the US title. How does that feel?
That feels great. Sometimes I still don't believe it, but yeah, it feels great.
Mm-hmm.
I worked really hard for it, and I don't know, at the end things got easy and I was able to do it.
And you took that title from somebody who'd had that for 2 years, is that right?
Yes, from ERC, the Puerto Rican champion.
Right, so some pretty tough competition, it seems like.
Yep, he's even an international freestyler.
So for people who aren't really familiar with how freestyle rap battle works, can you just kind of explain the format?
Okay, so you basically have to improvise, you have to rhyme, you have to rap. You don't know what you're going to say. It's two people against each other. If you ever have seen 8 Miles, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's a player one versus player two. Sometimes you guys get like words or objects or different things, so you guys can improvise about that. So you guys can show that you guys are actually improvising, and that's it. The one who convinces the judges that wins, goes to the next round.
So do they give you a little bit of information before so you can kind of do a wee bit of preparation, or is it basically just here's a beat, go for it?
Yeah, here the beat, go for it.
Mm-hmm. How do you rehearse for that then? How do you prepare?
You don't. In my case, I am one of those persons that believe that the most naturally comes, the best, you know? But you actually practice improvising. You know, you rap. In my case, I go with my crew, with my friends. I practice freestyling, you know? And then you develop this mental agility. And the more you develop it, the better you are. But yeah, you don't really prepare as a, you know, study something for it because, you know, it's freestyle, it's at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And are you allowed to bring some kind of material, like some props with you? I was watching one video, I think it was the US finals, where you had like some clothes and sort of shoes on the stage as well. Can you tell me a bit about what was going on there?
Okay, that was a really crazy moment that had never happened ever in any final. Mm-hmm. So let's say they gave us both objects to improvise, right? In these little boxes. And it was 1 minute each one. Okay? Each one had to rap 1 minute.
Right.
But I didn't understand that. I thought it was back and forth, you know? So my turn was going to be right away. So I opened my box and I saw the objects when I wasn't supposed to. Because I didn't know it was 1 minute. After that, you know, host for me, you know, no, close, it's not your turn. But you know, I already saw them, so I already had time to think. So then I was like, you know what? I saw the objects by accident. I don't want to rap like that because that's not really freestyle. I'm not improvising. So I want the people from the crowd to throw me objects and I will improvise with those objects. So that's why people throw me shoes, phones, and all those stuff, and I improvise it with that thing. Because that's the only thing that I saw that was going to be fair after I saw the objects by accident.
Mm-hmm. What about the rules for when your opponent is rapping? Like, what are you allowed to do and what aren't you allowed to do?
You aren't allowed to speak clearly. You aren't allowed to do a lot of stuff. You know, some people cross the line sometimes, you know? You're really not allowed to touch them either, but people touch them.
Right.
The best things are, like, you can't talk, you can touch them, and you can distract them. But people most of the time cross more than one of those lines.
Mm-hmm. When your opponent is rapping, are you kind of like thinking, like, what am I going to be doing? Are you sort of coming up with stuff that you're going to be doing when it's your turn, or are you just sort of taking it all in? Like, what's going through your mind when that's going on?
I think that depends on the person, you know? Some people use that time to think, what can I tell him? I like to hear whatever my opponent tells me and use it against them, right? That's my strategy every time I go to a freestyle battle. For example, if someone is rapping and they mention a movie that I know, then I think about the movie that they just mentioned, and I try to give them a rhyme that's better than the one that they gave me about that same movie, you know? So I just try to use whatever they told me to give it back to them and create a, you know, like, answer punchline that people enjoy.
Mm-hmm. How did you get into this? Like, did you start, you mentioned 8 Mile at the start and the kind of scenes of rap battles there. Like, was that what school was like for you? Did you sort of do that in your off time? Like, how'd you get into this?
I started rapping 2 years ago only. I when I was a kid, my parents are they're not musicians, but my uncle is, my dad is musician, my mom sings, you know, so my whole family was linked to music. I started listening to hip hop when I was like 8 years old. I saw 8 Miles when I was like 9 years old, 8 years old around that time. And, you know, I really like, you know, the confrontation that you see in those rap battles, but I never knew that they did that in real life. So when I was like 17, 18, I was getting out of a soccer match and I saw these people rapping, you know, outside of the field. And I tried, I liked it. And after that, I just went one day and that's it.
Thinking about the confrontation and also, you know, what you see in these competitions, I mean, it seems like you have to get really into it, right? You're sort of literally getting in your opponent's face. You're you know, you're trying to come up with ways to get the better of your opponent. But then, you know, what's it like afterwards? Is it kind of hard to come down from that? Because it must be a bit of an adrenaline rush.
No, it is. It's the biggest adrenaline rush I have ever felt. And I used to play soccer. Mm-hmm. It is, because you're in a risk, constantly in a risk, you know, under pressure, cameras. A lot of people see it. And, you know, if the person makes you look bad in front of 10,000 people, you know? So it is an adrenaline rush, and it is a confrontation. It's really hard. Most people retire from freestyle battles after some years because it's really a mental pressure.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, at the end of it, you know, there's a handshake, you seem like you're kind of able to maintain some equilibrium and stay on friendly terms. But is the rap battle scene pretty tight? Like, are people friendly, or are you always just kind of thinking, how am I going to get the better of these folks next time I see them on the stage?
No, you know, the freestyle community between the freestylers, it's really nice. You know, it's like boxing matches. You can destroy each other on the stage, but after that, yeah, we are our friends and we all go for the same side. The thing that's kind of toxic is the community, you know, like the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they are the one that want to see, you know, the world in fire. Sometimes they're the one that try to go put people against each other. But the community between freestylers is all good. Like, the handshakes and everything, it's all real. Like, we are not enemies. It's just we are two characters in stage, but we don't... For example, nobody tries to say personal rhymes about your dad if your dad has something. No, it's just right. It's just on the stage. You know, it's a show at the end.
And what about the freestyle scene in other countries? Like, is there a big difference between what you hear on stage in the United States and, say, you know, Chile or Spain or, you know, Venezuela or wherever it may be?
There is. For example, Spain is the most developed freestyle scene in the world. And I can tell you that someone that loses in the first round in the Spain Red Bull can win the Red Bull in here.
Mm-hmm.
It is. People there are really developed in freestyle. One of the things that I try to do is I try to compare myself to the freestyle outside of the U.S., because I think when I started rapping here, most people, you know, they did a type of freestyle that you only see here in the U.S., but people outside of here don't understand it really well, so or don't really, you know, appreciate it. So it's really hard to win if you practice that. So I always tried to make my style, like, you know, for everyone. So if I ever got out of here, you know, I had a chance to stand against other people so people will understand what I'm doing.
What about English language, too? Do you rap in English as well?
Yeah, I kind of. It's not the same. I'm not as fluid, but I can, yeah.
Do you ever throw some English into your Spanish battles as well?
Yeah, I do. I liked it because, you know, knowing two languages gives you more possibilities to rhyme and to structure. For example, you can rhyme freestyle with first class and this track. And that's, you know, everybody knows what those things are and you can use it to rhyme.
So when it comes to the competition in Chile, do you know who you're going to be up against there?
Yeah, I know until now all the champions, but I don't really know who I'm going to get in the first round, you know. I don't really, it depends on how the things go and also who I pick. And I don't really have an opponent in mind.
Mm-hmm. So, but are you like studying tapes to sort of see what they might come up with and kind of thinking about how that might go?
No, I'm not starting because I have a philosophy about freestyle that I think the most natural you can be out there, the better it's gonna go, you know? Because at the end that's what you're looking for. Freestyle, you know, something that's at the moment, not something you plan.
You said a couple of moments ago that a lot of freestylers retire after a little while on the scene because it's so like taxing. So how long do you think you're gonna be doing this for?
Until next year probably.
Uh-huh.
I do music. The love of my life is music. I have been making songs. I think my songs are better than my freestyle, you know? It's just that in the music industry, it's really hard to get yourself known by people, you know? So what I'm trying to do is build up that community, that fans, those fans from freestyle, and then move to the music industry next year.
Is there much of a crossover? Like, do you feel like getting your name out there in this format is going to bring some fans across to your music as well?
Yeah, it has already done it. It had already done it.
Where can people go see this? Like, say you're from West Palm, but, you know, say if you're in the Orlando area or somewhere else in Florida, like, are there venues where you can regularly take in some freestyle rap if you want to?
Okay, so if you're in Miami, you can go to Miami Freestyle League. They have an Instagram page. You can look them up. They do a month one or two competitions with cash for the winner, with different trips for the winner, studio sessions, different stuff. They also do regional tournaments that if you win, you can go to the nationals because Red Bull is not the only national competition in the USA. You can go to Supremacia, to God Level, and Gold Battle, the different competition and the same Red Bull. If you're in Orlando, you can participate in Indigo. That's a competition that's in Orlando. And those are the two main here in Florida.
Well, Reverse, good luck for the upcoming World Championship in Chile, and thanks so much for talking a little bit about the work you do and your experience with freestyle rap battling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you for the time.
Support for Intersection comes from Advent Health and from our listeners. Editorial guidance from LaToya Dennis. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Matthew Petty. You can follow me on Twitter @Matthew_Petty. Thanks for listening.